You're listening to Black Girl Blueprint.
Because Black girls did it first.
And honestly, better.
Period.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Black Girl Blueprint, your fave podcast for all the Gen Z Black Girl tea. My name's Lauren.
And my name is McKean, and thanks y'all for tuning into today's episode.
I am so excited for the episode that we're doing today. We wanted to have like a more of a lighthearted episode. We've been talking about a lot of like more like serious and like very important, you know, topics, but also like sometimes we just want to chat. Sometimes exactly. We just want to talk about the things that we love. And exactly. We realized that like both McKean and I really, really love music, and we haven't like done like a music-centered episode yet.
At all. And we talk about it all the time. Like, all of our Read the Rooms are kind of music-centered anyways. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's just time. It's time. It's overdue. And I'm ready. We've got to revise our 21 years on this world for 21 years on this earth mm-hmm. in music. So here we go.
We're very excited. But before we get into any of that, of course, we have to do the Read the Room. And for anyone who's new here, the Read the Room is a segment that we start off every show with. We're kind of going to chat about what's going on in our lives, in pop culture and Black Twitter right now, any questions or topic that you guys send in. And today we have a couple things on the agenda. I think we might start with the more little pressing thing ahead. I guess it's not really pressing anymore, actually. It's the whole DaBaby scandal. It's kind of came and gone. It's passed a little bit. But we still want to address it because I, for one, this is a DaBaby hate account. I do not like that man. This is not a safe space for him whatsoever. So any chance to hate on DaBaby, I will take wholeheartedly. Did I ever tell you about what happened when I met DaBaby in the club?
You met him? Ew, were you taller than him? First of all.
Yes, I was taller than that man. Let's start there.
Yeah, let's begin with the important question.
Right. But I went to one of his, like, I guess it was an album release party or some type of, like, thing he was doing. He was performing. Do you know One Oak, the club that's, like,
downtown? Yeah, I've heard of it.
Manhattan. So I was there. He, in his little short self, decides he wants to come out into the crowd. Mind you, this is a very, very packed club going on right now. And the man stepped on my foot. And didn't even say sorry.
Of course he didn't.
And I was about to say something and I'd be like, yo, I'm wearing like open-toed heels.
Right.
And he almost crushed my foot. Did not say sorry. Just kept going. And then like a week later was when that video of him like slapping the phone or slapping the phone came out. And I was like, good thing I kept my mouth shut. Because that man would have.
I mean, I just am like, he did warn us that he would be childish. Why else would he select this name for himself? Like, I don't understand. I was even for a quick minute when he first came out, I was excited because I thought maybe he would do more, but then he just kept putting out the same little
song every time.
I what do people excited. Say like? Some chase scene.
That's so funny. I was really excited because the first time I heard him was when he came with Megan Thee Stallion. I really liked Cash It as a song.
That was so the first?
That was my first time hearing him.
Oh, wow.
Not into him.
Wait, Cash It. Oh, I'm mixing up Cash It and Cry Baby. I was like, that was this year.
Oh, no. The earlier one. That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was my little introduction to him. I like that little verse he did, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it's gone downhill for DaBaby. Actually, we haven't even gotten to the controversy yet. That was just my personal little backstory for him. But yeah, so basically what happened, he was performing. I don't remember where it was. Was it Rolling Loud? Was that where it was?
No, it was, yes, Rolling Loud Miami, yeah.
Yeah, so he was performing there, and I guess for some reason, he just decided to shout out into the crowd and be like, hey, what did he say? Like, if you don't have AIDS.
Yeah, he was like, if he was trying to rile people up, quote unquote, and he basically was just like, yeah, make some noise if you don't have HIV, and then make some noise if you're a man who, like, didn't suck another man's, like, dick in the parking lot or something crazy. Just unprompted. And then
no one down. Asked. Like, right. I just don't understand why he would just do something like that. Like, that just doesn't even sound like something to say. Like, what did he think the response was going to be?
In his first apology, again, using air quotes because, like, there was no apologizing that happened.
No.
In his first apology, he was like, being an entertainer, the whole point of being an entertainer is to like
shake the table.
Right. And I'm just like, why would you? That's like actually the worst way to do that. Even if it was not like socially just incorrect. Why would you divide your audience to try to rile them up?
He wasn't thinking. That's, it's not the smartest tool in the shed going on there.
And in the same performance brings out
Tory Lanez.
Child. Anyways.
That was enough for me to be like, you clearly hate women. Clearly some man broke your heart. And that's why you're very upset about what's going on in the parking lot. Like, it's giving too much for me. And then thankfully, he got dropped from a lot of different concerts. A lot of celebrities came out against him. And then he had to do like an actual formal apology that I know he did not write and that he does not care about. Yep,
he deleted it like within a week, not even a week later, he deleted it. And my thing though is I would love to hear your thoughts about the backlash, only because I do think it's interesting that like this is the point of homophobia and hip hop that we choose to rile against when we know it's like actually so rampant. And it's in so many other songs that we still play.
Yeah, that is true. So
I'm kind of just like, as much as I'm fully here for DaBaby getting canceled, like that should happen. I'm like, when are we gonna stop playing all these other songs with these homophobic ass lines in them? Like, what That's is so the line?
True. That is very true. Yeah. Just we gotta keep the energy across the board, is all I'm gonna say.
I was shocked to be honest, because I'm like, we literally all play that Pop Smoke song where he says that homophobic shit in it. Like,
yeah,
I don't, what is the line? Where is the, anyway,
where do we draw it? Yeah. I just hope it's like a movement to hopefully, that this can be like a lesson for everyone to be like, stop doing that or stop, especially with like Lil Nas X. We were going to talk about becoming so much more popular. It's like, you cannot keep being homophobic and think you're going to get away with it. Like, that's just not how it's going to work anymore.
And I feel like there's like just a greater movement of just like, even Kevin Hart being like tight that he can't make his jokes anymore. Da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So, on to the next.
On to the next. Miss Rihanna, the love of my life.
Come to bless us again.
You know, we talked, was that last week when we were talking about her being a billionaire?
I think so, yeah.
Well, she's at it again. I love her. Well, I really love the marketing also. So Fenty perfume line has come out, and there's just so many celebrities have always been saying how good Rihanna smells, and I believe them. I know Rihanna smells amazing.
We know.
So I will be buying her perfume when that is.
I'm here for it. I don't know if I'll be buying it though. I don't like to share, like, if everyone's gonna be wearing the same scent, it's all, everybody in public's gonna smell exactly the same. That's my one thing. I don't mind wearing the same clothes, but I don't like to share scents. Even when my friends ask me to borrow my perfume, I'm gonna pull out one of my other ones that I'm not presently wearing.
That makes sense. I didn't, Jackie Aina, wasn't there a whole controversy about her saying something like that?
Oh, really? I didn't hear about that.
I don't know if it was a controversy per se, but she was just like, there was one instance that she was talking about where like one of her coworkers asked her what she was wearing, and then the next day like came like completely like doused in it, and it just like ruined the scent for her, so she stopped like doing that.
That's tea. I didn't hear about that, but I mean, like, I don't know, perfume is like, it's also the thing for me that's hard about it. I'd have to smell it in person, like see how it smells on you, because perfume smells so different on everyone.
That's and fair.
Like, I'm just so, I don't know. I've always been not inclined to buy these celeb scents just because of that, because I'm just like, well, how's it going to work? And like, and it's a unisex scent, which I'm also like, I've never seen. So
it's,
that's
unisex.
Exciting.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But I'm here for it. Tell me what it smells like when you get it.
I just have to support. I just really love perfume. Like, I'm a very big scent girl. Like, the perfume that I'm using now is literally my favorite.
Yes.
But I'm down to try new scents, and I just believe that she smells good. I'm just very, but also I'm sure this isn't what she smells like.
Well, it's, I think we know the perfume that she normally wears. I forget the name of it. Like, I think it's public knowledge.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd have to look it up. I have to look it up.
We'll figure that out, but I will let you know. I didn't know it was unisex though, which is interesting. I will keep you posted. Perhaps I will not be buying, but
no.
I will support. Bible
the, the Black Girls Who Like Fragrance account or something like that. I forget the actual name of it, but she reviewed the smell and she said she really liked it, but then she also came with all of these ideas for future launches and like all of these mock-ups of like what they should do and how they should pair it with body oils. I was so impressed. I'll send it to you if you're really thinking about getting it. It was a black, and it's like so beautifully done, and her voice was so nice.
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. I'll send you a link.
Oh my gosh, put me on, please. I'm here for it. Okay, period. Well, there we go. And then moving on to the last thing in the Read the Room about music, before we move on to music, there's supposed to be new music dropping.
I didn't hear about either of these, to be honest. Well, I heard about Kanye. Sorry.
There was some Instagram story that Frank Ocean apparently posted about like releasing a project. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just figured it was worth talking about because I missed that man.
Honestly, I do feel like he must be coming because I feel like I've heard his name in the press a little too much.
Yeah, lately. I agree.
Like he just launched this makeup company, right? I believe. And his name was in the press because he's performing at Coachella, 2023 or something crazy like that. Oh, but I also feel like he's a dude not to be in the news. So I feel like to have these two things come and like after each other
is something happening.
Yeah.
There's something in the works. I hope it's good. That man has been through a lot also.
I know.
So I just hope, I mean, I think the Instagram story that I saw was something about like him like pouring his heart and soul into this project. So I'm very excited for
me
him.
Me too. It'll be. We know it will be. So
we know it's gonna be good. I was gonna want to drops.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Kanye, I feel like hand.
To Kanye, child. I'm not. Child. It might be trash.
That's what I'm saying.
It very well might be.
Even me, I'm biased. Not really a huge Kanye fan as it
I know
is.
You said this before.
But even I will admit his older stuff is like noteworthy. I still stand by me saying that his verse on American Boy is the best thing that he's ever released. I stand by that.
Damn.
Okay. That and Gold Digger are all I know and all I will support to be like, I will give you Kanye. But I've heard some of his older stuff and it's fine. The more recent drops, not really.
He's been slacking. I kind of just like, I don't even care. I'll probably listen to it when it comes out, but like I'm not having any expectations for it because who knows where he's gonna go. He could go left or right at any moment. It might be great right now as it stands, and he might tweak it a little bit more so that when it drops it's trash.
Maybe.
So I don't know.
Who's to say? Anyway.
Wait, but one last and most important music announcement. Beyonce.
Beyonce?
Yes.
Beyonce.
You didn't see she did the cover of, was it Harper's Bazaar, I think?
No.
No, it wasn't Harper's Bazaar. It was...
You're kidding. I'm pulling up Twitter right now.
What are these photos that just came out? They just came out this week. Beyonce. Was it Vogue?
I don't know.
No, it was Harper's Bazaar, I think. I should have looked this up beforehand. But anyway, it was Harper's Bazaar. It was Harper's Bazaar. And she did it all in the Ivy Park line that she just dropped. And she dropped her first interview in the, like, I don't know, in a long ass
so long.
And she said she's been in the studio for a year and a half and that music is coming. So we are ready for her to arrive. I'm so ready for this. I just feel like Beyonce was my first love, which I know we're about to get into. And like, watching her grow as a woman is so beautiful. And like the fact that in the interview she was talking about how she's lived in, you know, the boundaries and she's followed all of the rules her whole career and how like now she's at the point where she's just like, whatever, like I'm gonna do what I want. So I can't wait to see that. We've already seen some of it, but I can't wait to see more. I'm so excited for that.
All right, Miss Girl, I'm here for it, period. Oh, how did I miss those? Please DM those to me.
I'll send it to you. You didn't see those pictures, girl.
I have not been on social media. It has been a wild couple days, but it's okay.
It's okay. I'll send it. Oh, true. I'll send it
to you. Thank you. Okay, but getting into today's conversation. So we wanted to kick off this conversation by kind of just talking about what our introductions to music look like, whether that's like the first songs that we heard, first album we bought, the music that we were kind of like raised on and heard in the house. And I remember very explicitly, I had this one aunt, her name's Aunt Ertha, shout out if you're listening to this. And she was my favorite aunt growing up. I used to go over to her house every single weekend and she was very, very like obsessed with like obviously older music from her time, but especially like written by women. I remember I would listen to Proud Mary by Tina Turner every weekend. It was my favorite song growing up because she would just play it so often. Again, I had no business really to be listening to it.
I can't.
But I knew like the whole like dance, the choreography, Raining Men as well. I would just go over and be like, play this song at like 6 years old, just having the time of my life. And I feel like from that, I was also raised on a lot of Michael Jackson, honestly. I think from her as well, but also just like other people kind of around and adjacent to me were just like very big on like that type of music. So I big stan all around.
Amen to that. My parents always joke, apparently I was singing before I ever actually spoke sentences. I feel like music, I just came up on a lot of old ass music. Like a lot of, well, but a wide range of shit. I can't even just call it old. So I feel like Motown all of the time. I saw The Wiz before I saw The Wizard of Oz. And like, I literally didn't even know that The Wizard of Oz was not based on The Wiz. Like I only knew the Diana Ross and Michael Jackson version. I did not know that there was a white yellow brick road at all. And when I
nothing
saw
else.
It, I was like, this is so boring. Why would I ever watch this? But I feel like it was heavy Motown, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye.
Oh yeah.
A lot of like Calypso songs that my grandma would play that I just genuinely don't know the names of.
That's fun.
Lots of Bob Marley. I feel like my mom also took me to concerts when I was little. We lived in DC for a while and there was always like free stuff. So I think my first technical concert was John Legend, which is like before he was even up because it was just free and he was in the park. I just remember him wearing this cheetah print fur coat. But that was why I wanted to play piano, all that type of stuff. I feel like that's the music I would have the Jackson 5 on repeat, but I also had a CD player as my first means of listening to music on my own. And I would just take my parents' CDs, like whatever was there, because I didn't have many of my own.
Yeah.
I know one random Mary J. album from start to finish. Because
that's so funny. I love that for you. That's really, and also, come on, fashion icon with the cheetah fur coat.
Ooh, I was like, girl. Why did you go from camp to Chrissy Teigen?
Please stop. Listen. Don't make me laugh. I completely forgot about this. You just awakened a memory in me. But basically, we had a Wii and we had one of like the karaoke games. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the early songs that I like really got to know were from that, because I would just play that game constantly. And they had like ABC, they had I Want You Back, they had what's the other one? I'll Be There.
Yes.
A lot of Amy Winehouse was on there. It was like very like early 2000s, but also with some throwbacks in there. And I just, some random Rascal Flatts song also used to always be in my head for some reason. Listen, I'm trying to remember. There's another song that my mom really liked that was on there. It might have been a Stevie Wonder song. Or, you know that song that's like, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
That one. So I just had like a lot of those old songs stuck in my head.
No, I can't. My dad would always make like hip hop our little bonding activity. So like he had a riding lawnmower and I would like sit in it with him while we would drive around, and we had hills in our backyard. So like we'd have to go up the hills. And he would always be like, lean back, lean back. That was like our little song. And he always would play Kanye albums in the car. And I remember this one time, I forget what song it was, but like I knew all the words because it would just be on. And I didn't know like that fuck was a swear. So we were in the bathroom and it was stuck in my head because we had just gotten home, and like I was in the bathroom and I was singing, I wish I could remember the song, but I was singing along to it, and my dad was like, what did you just say? And I was like, well, and I repeated the line. I was like, damn, well, that's what he called me. He said that's a bad word, you can't say that. And I was like, well, why did you play it then?
But I think I'm just like reminiscing about that early era of music. I also think I didn't really have Spotify or Apple Music, so I was strictly always just on YouTube,
right?
I think. And that was all where I heard my songs, even when I didn't have, like, a laptop of my own. Like, just, like, the computer in the front room, and I'd, like, plug my little headphones into the, remember those, like, big things that are on the floor?
Yes.
That was really nice.
Like, shoot. I mean, for years, there wasn't any Apple Music or Spotify. Like,
for
a long time, I feel like before, I didn't think I even knew what that was until like late middle school, to be honest. Like, so I feel like it was the radio. It was really heavy on the radio. Like everything I knew was, I only know, to this day, I hear songs that I only heard on the radio that I did not know had swears in them because I only knew the radio version.
The radio version?
Like Drake's, I still want to say like, you to best. I didn't know he was saying you.
Yes.
This summer. So I feel like it was that. And then I, like I said, I got a CD player and then I got an MP3 player, and that's when my life changed. I was downloading those songs on YouTube. I was little MP3 files and just like dragging.
Oh yes, I remember that. Oh my gosh, LimeWire, YouTube to MP3. Listen, I had those unlocked. I didn't have Apple Music until college, so I was doing that up until I graduated high school. Listen, it was a struggle. That's over
crazy.
There in the Bahamas. Listen,
that is
crazy. Also, the PWI influence, there's so many of those white bangers that I know by heart. Listen, white people don't be making music like that.
We should have a whole section of this episode devoted to white people ops.
Listen, I have a whole playlist that I have literally up because I was listening to it this morning of like the white bangers.
I can't give us some.
Okay, well, first, let me start at the beginning. Miss Britney Spears had me in a chokehold. Let me start there.
She did.
Oops, I did it again. Baby, one more time.
I remember when the first time I heard Slave for You, I was like, I want to be able to do this.
This is the only way to dance to that song. It's so good. There's a couple of Fall Out Boy bangers in there. Sex on Fire also had me in a chokehold.
What's that? Sorry, I'm not.
It's like, I don't know, I'm not about to sing it, but it's like, your sex is on fire. Okay.
By who?
Kings of Leon. You never heard that song? I feel like you probably heard that song. Mm-mm. It was a banger back in the day.
I don't know about that one.
But listen, Paramore, let's start with them.
Yes, absolutely. Paramore, yes.
Misery Business.
Or yes. I'm trying to think, because honestly, I can't lie to you. I resisted the white music for a very long time, as long as possible, because I just genuinely, I think the first time I was even listened to a white artist that wasn't like one of those white artists that sang R&B in the 70s.
Yeah.
I think it was Taylor Swift, but she was forced on me. I didn't really want to like her. I remember in fourth grade resisting, but all the white girls would play her, and you know, it was her like, Fearless, that era. Is that the one?
Who's to say? I remember like the teardrops on my guitar era.
Yes.
That also had me in a chokehold.
I fell victim to
Drew is. Listen, I felt like crying like that.
The first white artist, huh?
I was saying You Belong With Me as well.
Okay, yes. No, she had Bob. I can't deny it, but I still was like, I don't know. It took me a while to really co-sign the whites. The first white that I fully liked by myself was Demi Lovato. I don't know how to feel about that.
I'll take it. Especially in her little La La Land era.
I was like, wow, she's different.
She's so quirky. I like Miss Avril Lavigne, too. When Girlfriend came out.
That's true. Okay, that is true.
Theater Boy, what the hell?
Pink.
Also.
I didn't even know was white for a long time.
She had me confused. She catfished me just a tad.
Her name was Gwen Stefani. And I'm like, looking back, I'm like, what did I think? I just didn't know what race was.
I know, literally. Early Katy Perry also had me in like a little bit of a chokehold. Like I knew those songs very, very well.
I think
also,
we all did.
Do you know who Sarah Bareilles is?
I know. She's the one that sings Brave.
No. We're talking pre-Brave. You ever heard the love song?
Sorry. That's my only frame of reference. Wait, sing it. Or don't, you don't have to sing it. But
when it's like, I'm not gonna ride you.
Oh yes. Okay.
Yes, you remember that?
Yes, okay. That one is a boss. And oh my god, I was talking to my friends about this the other day. That one that was like Bulletproof, was that what it's called? It's like,
yes, absolutely.
That was a bop. I remember that music video playing on Nickelodeon all of the time.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. Also, Nelly Furtado, we cannot forget her. Man Eater, Promiscuous Girl.
Yeah. She's another one I thought was of color, to be honest.
They really had us convinced. Anyway, is Shakira white?
Yes. I mean,
yes.
Well, hips will on the line. Say she's white? No. Will her fans say she's white? Probably.
Well, Shakira, hips don't lie, also had me. Mm-hmm. You know who it is? You know Miss JoJo?
Oh, yes. JoJo is of color. I don't care.
We're just gonna give it to her honorary.
I don't care about it. I really don't care about the genetics. She is an artist of color. We love a black woman artist. Before Ariana Grande, there was JoJo.
I'll take it.
Where is she now? Like, I miss her.
She's making, I think she made new music. I think there's a whole controversy about her like not getting her money for the music she was making.
Yikes.
So I guess she came back now.
I hope she gets paid, girl.
I hope she does too.
Yeah, okay, on to the next topic. What is the first album you spent money on?
First and only album I spent money on was a Rihanna album.
Only?
And I was not buying. I was YouTube to MP3.
You're right. Okay, I had an era where I was buying CDs. This was before I think it was when I only had the CD player. I had a little zip-up case to put them all in. It had a Z on it. It was zebra print.
I like that. I like it.
My first one I bought, B-Day by Beyonce at Walmart. And then I bought I Am Sasha Fierce, which was the double album, and my parents kept trying to tell me that it was a scam, and I was like, I literally don't care. Like, I'll pay the $20 for two albums in one.
There you go.
Changed my life. I would hog that. My cousins would always come over trying to like listen to it and like sing along, and I'd be like, absolutely not. This is mine. This album is mine. Like, I felt B-Day was personal.
I'll take it. I feel like, yeah, that was the only album, really. I think that also kind of, like, when I started buying albums, kind of transitioned into, like, a later stage. Like, this is more, like, middle school mm-hmm. now for me. And it was just anything that I heard on MTV and, like, VH1, I would, like, put on that channel in the mornings when I was getting ready for school. And, like, that was, like, a big phase of my music.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's, like, whatever was popular on there.
And they used to always play music videos. Like, now I don't even know what they play. Like, I don't think that's
ridiculousness. That's it.
No, that was such a time. I missed it, to be honest. Like, it felt more like discovering. You know what I mean? Yeah. It felt like more like, I'm being met with this thing that I, like, love, and I had no means of finding myself.
I know. What a time. Mm-hmm. What an era.
Truly. Anyways, okay, tell us, let's go through some, like, music obsessions of the decades. I say the decades, like, we're literally not in our second.
Like, I only have two decades to my name. I just think, I'm trying to think. Well, I think the White Bops had me in a chokehold for a long time. I also think that I had a very big, like, Tumblr phase. Like, when I was, like, on Tumblr a lot, I was also listening to, like, music that I thought was angsty or whatever. So, like, that was a lot of my, like, the neighborhood, yeah, like, the Sweater Weather.
Sweater Weather was, wow, the way that
had
for a long time. For too long.
Right? Too long. Arctic Monkeys also had me.
To this day.
1975.
That was temporary. That was a temporary love for me. That some of them I can look back on and, like, listen to and still enjoy, but others I'm like, this is actually terrible. I feel that way about Ed Sheeran. I had a heavy Ed Sheeran.
Oh my goodness. I forgot about that man. Yes, Ed Sheeran also had me in a chokehold.
I listened to him all the time. Like,
yeah,
heavy. And now I listen and I'm like, why? Why did he do us like that? It's not good, but I can still listen to Arctic Monkeys this, like, to this day and still have a good time.
Oh yeah, for sure. They're so good. Why do you only call me when you're high still has me in a chokehold? Not gonna lie.
I did it at karaoke the other day, literally.
Really? I love that for you. Did you ever have a phase of, like, making music videos? Like, your own, like, with your friends?
Yes. Now that you say that, yes. As soon as the first time I got a laptop.
Yep.
But basically, we would always, like, as soon as I got a laptop and I had iMovie, we would just, it was just stupid stuff. It was just stupid.
Yeah.
Like, there was no reason. It would be us singing along and, like, making little lyric videos. But I felt like a little video editor. But yes, I don't really remember. I think it was Taylor Swift, to be honest. It was Taylor Swift that I did it to.
I know I did one too. You know that song Bubbly by Colby Calais?
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. Wow.
I did one to that. Me and my friend Julia also did some to When I Grow Up by the Pussycat Dolls. Do you remember that?
Of course. Of course.
Oh,
that was a classic. That was a song of an era.
That was song of an era.
Beyonce. Well, no, I would never say Beyonce like that, but I really thought she was about to reign. Like, I thought the Pussycat Dolls are here to stay.
And they left very quickly.
We
don't know about that. What about you? What other songs were you obsessed with?
My first, like, I don't even know. I had so many obsessions. Like, I actually was very heavily obsessed with you, like, or just obsessed by Mariah Carey for a long time. That was the first song I ever put on my MP3 player. I would listen to it every day, all the time.
Yeah.
I would watch that video all the time. That was an obsession. Solange, Sandcastle Disco had me in a chokehold for years. But basically, I would listen to that video. I would watch the video all the time. I would listen to the song all the time. I tried to learn the choreo of it. Ponda Replay, of course. Rihanna's
Of course. Love.
I will never forget when that dropped. Like, I felt like I was in the club. I didn't even know what, like, a DJ in a club dynamic was. But I was like, yes, DJ, put the song on. Like, put it on. I felt like I was Miss Rihanna when that would play. No Games by Serrani had me for a long time. There was also just, like, music obsessions that I still shared with my parents as I came up. So me and my mom had a Chrisette Michelle phase heavy that, like, to this day, that's still one of my favorite albums. Except she performed at Trump's inauguration, and we don't want to talk about it. Yes, a black woman. But anyways, those are mine. Whew. Those are my tops that come to mind. I, like you said, though, I had that Tumblr phase too. One Direction had me for years.
Oh my gosh.
Had my, like, a whole time of my life. My whole, like, puberty was given to them.
They had my youth. I gave it to them.
It's fine. Really. No regrets.
Yes. I think we should also do a little segment about just songs that we were way too young to be listening to, because I think that's like a universal experience of like, whether that's like MTV or like songs your parents are playing. Mm-hmm. Songs come on, you think they're bops, but you have no idea what's going on. Absolutely.
There's so many.
That Bedrock by Young Money, I had no idea what he was saying, no idea what was going on in that song, and I knew every single word top of my lungs. Oh my God,
wait, now this is not on our list, but now that you said Bedrock, it made me think of Bed by, was it Jay Holiday? It was like, I'm gonna put you to bed, you to bed.
Yes, absolutely.
I was always like, what is he talking about?
What's going on? Who's going to bed? I don't know. Listen, there were so many other ones. Was it Motivation by Kelly Rowland?
Yes.
That one.
Oh my gosh.
It Wasn't Me.
Shaggy. It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. Promiscuous Girl.
Oh my gosh. What else?
I listen to that song to this day, Promiscuous Girl, and I'm like, I'm still learning what some of these lines.
Right?
I had no really? Business. Like, the fact that my parents even left that song on in the car is like actually crazy.
Should have gone. S&M by Rihanna is also another one.
I'm sorry.
Me at 9 about any canes and whips.
Listen. I actually, so this confession, I genuinely don't know what S&M stands for.
Is that not? I don't either. I just thought it was like BDSM.
Wait, I'm going to type in. We're about to learn today. S&M.
Isn't that BDSM?
Sadism and masochism.
Sadism and...
Oh, is that the word?
It's like, yeah. I think it's a part of BDSM. It's like bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism, right?
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Well, now we learned. Now we know. You can listen to the song with a fresh set of eyes, you know?
We love to have a little educational component. Education.
Educational component to the episode. There we go.
Yes. Oh my God. S&M was really one of them. Every Katy Perry song ever.
Absolutely. Like, too every- young. Far too young for any of them. I actually have a story about I Kissed a Girl. So remember that karaoke thing that I was telling you about? Yes, me and my friend were just like singing at one night. She was over at my house and we were singing I Kissed a Girl. My dad literally came, turned it off, and was like, go to bed.
Oh my God.
He was so angry. He was like, they were asleep, obviously. We were just like at the top of our lungs, like, I kissed the girl. And he came and he was like, go to bed. And just sent us straight to my room. And he was like, there will be none of
that going on. That's hilarious. I mean, I wish I was surprised.
That's what I'm saying. In my Caribbean household, like, we knew it was about to happen, but I think we were like 7 or 8 at the time.
Right. It was such a fun song. It was like,
that's what I'm saying. But my dad was like, none of this. None of this. Go to sleep.
Oh my God. No, I was telling you, apparently you don't know the song, but Peacock by Katy Perry was another one that was like, I feel like the day that I realized what she was talking about, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. In the song, for anyone who doesn't know, she literally, the whole chorus is, I want to see your peacock, cock, cock, your peacock. Over and over again. And I would be like,
hey, go ahead.
I love peacocks. Terrible.
Truly.
Katy was doing us dirty as children. Right? I thought she was from the church. Like
I thought so too, but apparently not, you know? That's so funny. I think we need to we cannot have a conversation about music and our youth and not talk about Miss Kesha. Listen.
Honestly, I feel like she does not get the credit she deserves.
I agree.
For really leading the game and being the face of like all of our childhood's playlists. If you even had those. Wow. Queen, icon. Mm-hmm. And you're right. They all were kind of like raunchy and I had no business.
None of it.
One of them. Gosh, what is the...
TikTok?
Yes, but I'm trying to think of the lines that stand out to me. I can't think of them, but like it was kind of just the whole vibe. It was the whole vibe just being hungover. Like her whole brand was being hungover.
It was like mascara running down her.
Yeah. And I don't think I got
low
it.
As well. And I'm like, eight, like, sure.
Really at the middle school dances, like, eight.
Yeah. I feel like maybe we should transition that into like what our music looks like now. I think.
Yes, let's do it. Let's do it. I listen to so much now that it's like, it's hard. Yeah. I'm a playlist hoarder. That's also why I haven't switched from Apple Music to Spotify yet. Cause I have like probably like 80 playlists. No.
Oh, wow.
And they're all very, very, very specific. Like I have, of course, my white people head bops, but then even within that, I have like the
period, and then also like the little like fake country girl period versus mm-hmm. like all of those ones. And then I have, gosh, I don't know. I still listen to Motown a lot, all the time. Stevie Wonder is still my top one. And of course, Beyonce, Rihanna are still up there. Mm-hmm. I feel like my new favorites, though, like in terms of the new, I don't know, era of people, I love Chloe and Halle. Yes. I miss them. Speaking of our YouTube days, like they used to be on my YouTube. They were the people I literally checked their account every day, refreshing to see if they had uploaded another cover. So the fact that they're making their own music now is like so cute to watch. Mm-hmm. And Halle, of course, we know. Gosh, I love SmiNo. I like a lot of the new hip hop people. I like JID. I feel like Dreamville is actually kind of doing their thing, and all of the rappers on Dreamville are kind of hot. So yeah. I have to.
Ari Lennox.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Queen. Jasmine Sullivan.
Oh. So good.
Another song I had no business singing, Bust Your Windows Out Your Car.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
How about you? What are your top music of the day?
I think I definitely do a lot of like R&B. I think it's probably my most listened to genre. I would also say maybe kind of like soft, like more like indie songs have also taken up a lot of like space. I do still have the white bangers. I do listen to a lot of like women rap. I don't really listen to male rappers very often, but like City Girls, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat also is very much on all my playlists. Flo Milli. Mm-hmm. Amen. They take up a lot of space. Also, I listen to a lot of Caribbean music still, I think.
Yeah.
I'm getting dressed. There'll be a lot of like dance hall, soca playing. Trying to think of what else do I listen to. I don't know. I think it's just a lot of R&B. Now, R&B is probably the most listened genre. I do have a thing, though. I really do like rock music, I think.
What type? Like metal?
No. Not like metal, but more like music where you can hear the instruments. Not super metal music, but any music that's just kind of like, I really like a good guitar and drum. Like, even that, like, break. Do you know the song? It's an Arctic Monkeys song. When the Sun Goes Down. Like, you know that little.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Really? I really like, it's not really, but, like, the part where, like, you can, like, hear the guitars. I really like music like that.
Yes. You should listen to, have you heard of Phony People?
I love Phony People. Oh my god. So good. Yeah,
I love them all the time in New York, like for very cheap or like
free. Really?
Or I don't know about recently, but that's how I saw them just before COVID hit, whatever.
Really interesting.
But yes, they're bomb. Love them. Maybe I feel like, yes. Oh my god, I love
them. Who do you think is your favorite? Is Beyonce your favorite artist of all time?
Yes. Well, I don't know. Because I love Stevie Wonder so much.
Stevie Wonder is so good. I love Stevie them Wonder. Too. I have a lot of Amy Winehouse in a lot of my playlists, I think.
So top one.
I think I have an Amy Winehouse-specific playlist. There's something about her in my youth that just spoke to me. Again, no business. No idea what she was talking about. But I was like, yes. Like, the emotions were there. Actually, I wrote, Musicom is, like, a class that we have to do as part of, like, the Columbia Corps. And I wrote a whole, like, essay about Amy Winehouse.
That's so cute. Sorry that you had to see Musicom. But that's a cute little way to wrap it up.
So we got an A+ to Musicom. He really liked my essay. Thank you. We thank Amy. God rest her soul.
Period. I cannot. I feel like, Beyonce and Stevie are my top. I don't know. They're both in top one. I just am like, who else?
Michael Jackson's up there. But I know it's a little controversial now. But I do listen to a lot. I really do like Michael Jackson. Just so many different eras, especially like Off the Wall, Michael.
Like, honestly, I was really sad when he died because I actually really like his newest, relatively new stuff too.
Like Butterflies?
Yes, Butterflies, A Place with No Name. Have you heard? Oh my God. Have you heard that song?
I've only heard Butterflies. I don't know
this. You need to go listen to A Place with No Name. That song.
Give it to me.
It's so beautiful. I'm just wow. He was really about to enter a whole new era of his sound. That was so exciting. It's so sad.
That is so cool.
But yes, Michael Jackson, of course. Like, I feel like no matter how controversial, it can only be, like, so disputed that he's up there.
Very great. Do you have any, like, go-to? We're going to, before we go into, like, what's bringing us joy, I thought it'd be cute if we ended with, like, our go-to, like, feel-good songs. I have a little whole playlist just called like Daily Serotonin Boost, and it's just like songs that I like work out to or songs that make me feel really happy. Do you have go-to ones?
Absolutely. I have a feel-good playlist, first of all. Butterflies is on there by Michael Jackson. Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing is my number one.
So good.
Cornbread, Fish, and Collard Greens by Anthony Hamilton is also up there because that song just makes me, And also Getting Up by Q-Tip. Those are my top ones, no question.
Well, I don't think I know that last one.
It's a good one. It's so beautiful. It's like a cute little like hip-hop love song. I love a hip-hop love song moment.
I'll take it. I feel like a lot of my feel-good songs are just like very like either high energy songs or like nostalgia songs. Mm. Like, cause it'll be songs that I like work out to that like make me feel good. So it'll be like very like pump energy. Like it'll be not necessarily songs that I like, but songs that I like hearing. So it'll be like, do you know those songs by Cascada, like Evacuate the Dance Floor?
Yes.
Those that you want to like for a run.
Right.
But then there's like a lot of, or like Lemon. I don't know if you know that, but
yes, by
Nerd and Rihanna.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But other than that, then it'll be like the nostalgia type songs. Mm-hmm. So like any songs like from my childhood or like things that make me want to like, do you know Drive and Disconnect by Ne-Yo?
I don't.
That song.
I don't know her music enough. And I saw her perform and I feel shitty for that. One day I'm going to listen to it all.
I love Ne-Yo. Ne-Yo has my heart. She's so good.
She is good.
So great.
I love it
by Ne-Yo. Is immaculate.
I'll check it out. I only know the melodies of a couple of them, but she's cute. I love her.
That's good. Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder is also on mine.
It has to be there. Like that song, even just from the dun, 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 dun. I'm like, yes.
Amazing. So, yeah.
Also just gospel music as a whole genre.
Oh, for sure.
I love Kirk Franklin. I know Kirk Franklin's slander will prosper in my mind because that man,
he's done the Lord's work. He really has
the Lord's work. Shoot.
Anyway, on
to the end of the episode.
On the end of the episode, what is bringing us joy right now? I have mine. Do you have yours?
Yes, go ahead. I don't think about it for a second.
So my mom, if you're listening, please tune out. I got my first tattoo.
Oh!
Yes, it's right here.
Oh! Wait, what is it, a sun?
It's like a sun and a moon.
Oh, I can see. Oh, that's cute. I love it.
There it is. That's bringing me joy. I just wanted one for so bad. I got in a little discreet spot.
But no, nobody's gonna know until you want them to know.
So that's that, and I'm very happy that's about so it. Cute. I'm going whale watching tomorrow. Very random, but I'm. Very
wow, excited. Well that'll be fun too. Shoot, they scare me. I don't like seeing those tails.
Those tails scare you?
No, I'm like, is one gonna flip? All those videos of when they flip over the boat because they don't know the whale is right under them. Oh, that's me, my fear.
Oh my.
Sorry, I should not say that to you.
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen tomorrow. My boyfriend's never been on a boat before, so it's going to be never been on a boat.
Where is he from?
Seattle.
I'm like, how have you never been on a boat ever?
I don't know, but it'll be quite the adventure.
Love a first time. There's a first time for everything. That's beautiful. Right. Have a great time.
Thanks.
Shoot, what's bringing me joy? It's always the same shit for me, but it's the basic things.
And not say your garden again. I will not allow it.
Well, I was going to say that I got my first harvest from it.
Okay. I'll give it. Just this once.
Just one time. And my dad didn't kill it, which is a good sign. Also, just like still decorating. I love playing. I think I've said this for the past 3 weeks. I kid you not. And it's still the same thing. But decorating my room is bringing me so much joy. And yeah, that's about it. I'm like broke, but being back in New York is fun.
There you go.
I'm tired of starting. For real, yeah. And my job is done, so I have time off.
Oh, wait, that's so good.
Amen. Those are my joy things right now.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yay, wow.
That was a good one. Yeah. I love the fun episodes.
I know, a little lighthearted, just like chat. That was such a nice trip down memory lane. I'm going to listen to so much music today because I've just been reminded of so many great songs.
Real.
Yes. Wow. Well, that's all that we have you guys today. You're welcome for putting you on, is all I have to say. And yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Yes, I love this. I wish we could do it again. I feel like there's so much that we probably just didn't even think about. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to go back and look at these posts and be like, oh, shoot, I should have said this one.
Yeah.
So anyways, before next Friday, our 10th episode of this season, you can keep up with us on social media, on Instagram at Black Girl Blueprint, and on Twitter at The Girl Blueprint, where you can just, again, guys,
hit us up.
I'm gonna do ASMR. We want to hear from you.
And if you like this episode, please let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. Also, you can rate us 5 stars if you would like to. Let us know what other topics you would like to see. Also, I think there's just so much more to talk about with the music episode. Like Makeen was saying, then maybe we will do a little part 2, like maybe delve a little more into like what the modern music industry looks like and all the changes that have gone on. Perhaps that could be interesting. Tea.
That would be a really good one, I think. I'm here for it.
We'll put a little pin in that for right now, but
not us gassing ourselves up.
Look at us. But for now, we will see you all next week. Have a great week. And bye.
Bye.